Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat.
Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block. And kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in the Al Porter Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gon' be televised. No who we from, cause search ain't gon' be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
Welcome once again to Al Porter Man in the Street, Chapter 11, Verse 55. Because we've done like sub-shows and other things like that. So we're already at verse 55 of M period, A period, N period. That's the acronym abbreviation for Music, Activism, and News. For those listening to BBC iRadio or even 3342 Music, on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in at 646-478-0944. If you're sending in any music or commercials, send it all MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music or BBC iRadio. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent, go back on hold, change your mind, call back, or press 1. But I'm coming to the phone line anyway, so I just am. Now, I need to let you know the Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. Facebook is Joseph Motley Jr. with a period. Facebook Kent and Angelica for past episodes. Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes. Looking for hot production for R&B, hip hop. www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Saturday time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Facebook Pete Weeks, super producer. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com. Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook, Alfred Porter, Jr. period, with profile picture of a sheriff's hat. YouTube, Miss Commentary Cleveland. That's Miss Commentary Cleveland. www.templabor.org if you're looking for work. The Twitter page of Al Porter Jr. 2. That's Al Porter Jr. 2 or at Grandpa Rapper. If you're on YouTube channel, we are Cleveland Power Groove Records, YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. We are Cleveland. Before I go to my phone lines, I know that I need to let people know because I don't. So that gets me into trouble because I never tell you all what's going on. Then you all complain and say, you don't tell me what's going on. What about people who need work? What about? Okay. If you are looking for a hot place that has even had YouTube and other videos on, because they spotlighted artists who've worked in this field, they do a lot for the community. Looking Good Home Improvement, that's Looking Good Home Improvement. Residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, door installations, repairs, plastering and painting, flooring, tile and wood, violation list repairs, bath, kitchen remodel, carpentry, and decks. That's 216-205-7247. That's 216-205-7247. Now, I get to have fun. What fun do I have to do before I go to my phone lines? Because I have people on my phone line, so make sure you have your thoughts together, because if you have your thoughts together, this will be a fun program. I'm going to give you a top 10 of a lot of things that made headlines when it came to music and entertainment. Some things that happen, or rallies or what have you, that do a lot or have something that stands out that gets a lot of people's attention. So with that being said, honorable mentions goes to B-Lo 216 with Already Ready. Also honorable mention, they just released the episode and it's hot, Kaya Dog, episode 1. Number 10, Black House Sounds, Crawl Before You Walk, and the song that was just released. You heard some pre-work last night, but it was officially released on that Alfred Porter JR, period profile of a sheriff's hat, Black House Sound production. It's popping off. They've done a lot of work recently. Cowboy DeMonica, Miss LaVita Murray, but they're at number 10. Number 9 debuting, Vashawn F. Head, the book signing that happened last Friday for Rise of the Phoenix. Number 8 debuting, ROCP4 live, with hot new artist out of Cleveland. That is the Facebook event. Number 7, debuting Facebook, the Stoney Simpkins Show. Number 6 debuting, and I'm going to get through some of these things. Number 6 debuting, Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop. Number 230 and other events. I'm going to go into that because there's a lot of stuff happening with that. So with that, it says 1899 Main Classroom Building, CSU, large room number 136, East 22nd. You can enter from Chester Euclid Avenue. Saturday, December 3rd, 2022, 1899 Main Classroom Building. That's 1:45 to 6 p.m. where you can be mean but keep it clean. Radio edits, rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, dance, live, DJ, Dollar Rock, tributes, and hip-hop, plus Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven's hip-hop workshop news, the freestyle cypher, and more. What will be happening is the written exam, plus a video premiere on the big screen. Let's see, there'll be a lot of giveaways. Also, they will deal with Carl Stokes' legacy, plus the heavy metal report, plus, again, previews, DJ Dollar Rock video shoot. Also, November 30th, that's in the events there. It lets you know November 29th, that's what he should have said, November 29th, before Netflix, 137 shots, 10-year anniversary, Heritage Middle School, 5:15 p.m., December 9th, Kumba, Silver B, Pastor Bobby, Miss Ross, talent show, tribute, gospel concert, and that will happen at 1281 East 67th and Superior. Also, let's go back here and see what else is on the list. If that is at number 6, then something has to be at number 5, I believe. And that number 5 is debuting Facebook, the 10-year anniversary rally, 137 shots, Cleveland. That is definitely, I'll say, major. It's the 10-year anniversary rally, 137 shots, Cleveland police murders of two unarmed blacks. Masks, social distancing, or just, you know, make sure you're taking care of yourself as best as possible. And to remember the fact that Timothy Russell, 43, Melissa Williams, 30, following a car chase by police from Cleveland to Heritage Middle School in East Cleveland on November 29th, 10 years ago. The rally is set for Tuesday, November 29th, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at Heritage Middle School parking lot, where 13 non-black Cleveland cops gunned down Tim, Melissa. Speakers include community activists, some elected officials. Cleveland, East Cleveland, and other family members of those who are erroneously killed by police. It's very serious, symbolic, so it's a gathering of people who've been there through that. Just know that it's serious, extremely serious. We will never forget. It's not something for show. It's just not. So, with that being said, it comes from somebody who's been there on the front line for a while, so I don't have time to play with certain things. I don't. Nobody was ever found guilty, even all-black jury in East Cleveland. I'll leave that alone. Number four, moving up, Facebook, the show Karaoke Presents the Great American Mac and Cheese Showcase. Number three, debuting Facebook, the Cleveland Ultimate Blackout, well, and DJ Ellery's All-Star or All-Black Sagittarius Blowout. So it's the Cleveland Ultimate Blackout and DJ Ellery's All-Black Sagittarius Blowout. Number two, moving up, all Thanksgiving events. That includes the Turkey Jam and all of that. That's why I'm not going to stay on the Turkey Jam or a couple other things because it was an excellent program, but it's all Thanksgiving events, so if it had something to do with it, it just got lumped in, sorry. And that was the biggest jump. And number one, debuting, what was the biggest one thing that happened? The lighting of the Christmas tree in Public Square. It was just thousands upon thousands of people. Let me go to 216-727. I need somebody to put me in a good mood. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, how you doing out there in Radio Land? How you doing, everybody? This is Delangelis Brenda A. Fulmer, and as my colleagues will call me, Queen B. How's everybody doing out there?
Doing excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm going to talk.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a little under the weather. Pray for me. And
okay,
but
you
I'm
can do that.
Go ahead and talk. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Okay. All right, let me do that again. Okay. All I can say is happy holidays to everybody out there. Everybody, Jesus is the reason for the season. Remember that.
Okay.
And he is awesome. He looks high. He looks low to all of us. He don't leave nothing out or hold no good thing from us. He do not have a particular person. He made us all. And all I got to say, God, what he makes is good. It's real good and great. What makes you bad? Whatever. Having you pick up or who you hang around, the company you keep, that's what it, you know, kicking in with the question mark, you know, who you hanging with or whatever. But I love everybody. I say this every week. I don't have a hating bone in my body. And I just have to say, I love everybody.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah, I love everybody, you know. You know, it's hard for me around the holidays, you know, both of my parents, they're in heaven looking down, you know, when the holidays come on, and just it's kind of tough, but, you know, I try to, you know, keep myself busy and you know, do other things that, you know, not have to think about them and everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep, I sound a little funny because, like I said, I'm under the weather. I have a cold, and let's pray for me, and I pray for you guys, you know. You know what, Al? I was thinking, I was going to say something about Saturday, I think, you know. Everybody should come together Saturday at Cleveland State University. Bring your talent. Bring what you got, what God give you, or the gift you have. Use it. Don't let it go to waste, because you don't use it, he'll take it away from you. So come on out, you know, on East 22nd Street upstairs in the Black Studies Room that we always be every first of the month. We go the first Saturday of the month. We all meet up there. And I think, you know, the last month was really awesome. It was awesome. You know, everybody just, you know, came together and just did that thing. Everybody did. So to all up to my colleagues, to Ronnie B, Dante Taylor, Cowboy, Cher Cowboy, and to his companion, everybody out there, this everybody. So I'm going to sign off, and y'all be good. You pray for me, and I'll pray for you guys. And just lift each other up, because the season is near. You know, the year, I don't know where the year went before I go off. The year went so fast. I can't even count on my hands how fast it went. It went so quick, you know.
Yes,
it went
indeed.
So
yes,
quick, you know. I am so grateful. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful that God always staying in the gap for me and my family and everybody else, you know. Because, like I said, he do not have no particular person who he do, you know, help or be around. Let's lift each other up instead of knocking each other down, okay? We need to lift each other up, you know. We need to start doing that, you know, love one another and care one another. If you see your sister down, go give her a talk. Some kind of conversation, let me tell you something, will lift that person up and brighten their day and make their day, okay? You know, it's not about the money all the time. And it's like, you know, the encouraging words of what you say and how you say it and when you say it and how you do it. Okay, then, I'm finna get off. I'm finna sign off. God bless you guys. Happy holidays. And like I said, Jesus is the reason for the season. I'm signing off. Love you guys. Peace out.
You too. Thank you. You know, you know, she said a lot. I have an announcement coming up that I think she's going to want to be a part of. Before I make that announcement, I see the 601 area code with a 513. 601 area code with a 513. So what I'm going to do is go to that phone caller right now. Why does that 601 look familiar? I wonder if that's that out of the area code that's going to call and let me know that my Medicare coverage has just recently changed and I can opt out and get a brand new plan. Hold on a second. Let's see who it is. 601 area code with a 513. How are you doing out there?
Yeah, how you doing? This is Bob from Medicare. Yes, you have been selected to get a better health care than Medicare. What would you like?
Oh, man, I hope this is underneath the presidential Landingham plan, the presidential Landingham plan that I'm sure will go into effect in 2025. How you doing out there, Bob?
Hey, I'm doing okay, Brother Al. How's everybody else doing out there? I hope everybody had an adorable Thanksgiving. Show with my family. They was calling me Mr. President. I was dancing, eating, had the biggest plate at the family gathering. The great thing about Thanksgiving, even though you're talking about the stigmatization about what happened in the past, but we need to change it to give thanks and to realize we have a lot to be grateful for, even though the problem that we're facing as a nation. But, yes, the Medicare plan, as president, I want to give the best health care plan to Americans, affordable, not free, but affordable,
okay,
because we're almost both dependent on the past. So, but later on, I will be introducing something that will be close to free, but still affordable.
Okay.
But you always do that when I call you, like out of town number. I'm in Cleveland, everybody, but I do use my 601 area code and not give my private number out. But
I don't blame
you. Know.
Talk to me.
Yeah, you can't trust yourself again. Who can you trust? Always. The main ones I'm calling two factors. Number one, I did, as we talked last Monday, about the appeals court here in Cincinnati, about the cover-up, about Donald Trump threatening my life on December 10, 2018, which is about to come up next month, before year.
Okay.
And after everybody's abandoning Trump, Candace Owens, Kanye West. Let's talk about Kanye West for a minute. Jesus Christ. Jesus. After all I've seen, 41 years of being a black man in America, it just seems like to me that they'd rather put dumb black people in front of us or in front of white people to fool white people to think that we're all the same. Let me speak about Herschel Walker and Kanye West. Herschel Walker, basically, he's the bee knees of all this. Y'all black people need to get with him, because if you don't, then you won't be legitimately sound to be a Republican. Who wants to be a Republican on how you're treating us? That doesn't make any sense. So,
right.
You know, don't vote for Herschel Walker, Georgia. Please, of all things mighty, please don't do it. Kanye West, Lord, how much he needs to shut up and go pray somewhere. He went to Mar-a-Lago with a white supremacist guy named Fuentes to Trump, and they had the whole dinner. And Kanye going to say, can you run for my VP? I know damn well this man is off his rocker when he asked Trump that. Seriously. Come on.
Right.
And then when Trump said he doesn't know Fuentes, then if you don't know the people that's coming to you at your home, how can we trust you when you're in the White House again of who's coming to you and you say you don't know who they are? You know exactly who these people are. You're a racist. And you're using Kanye to fool other black people to join your racist agenda. And we're not our grandparents. You're not going to use the same fear tactics and delusionary tactics by picking a black man who's the best rapper or whatever all time, blah, blah, blah. But it's about character. It's about common sense. Don't get care if you got all the music. Person your life. If you're all that messed up, then don't care about your talent. They're using Kanye to fool black people like they use so many other powerful black people after Martin Luther King and Malcolm X got killed. That's the truth. And I don't understand, as a presidential candidate, as a black man, some people look at me like I'm not supposed to be doing what I'm doing because I'm not white or I'm doing too much and that's scary. So don't march and complain. I'm doing something bigger than marching and complaining. I'm taking the power and bringing it back to the people, our people, white people, everybody who's in concert of unity. And I have to say this, the second thing I want to talk about, Joe Biden. I gave Joe Biden 2 years while he's president.
Yes,
after all the lawsuits and everything, and he hasn't responded. He come to my city. He come to our city. Meet with my congresswoman, Marcy Kaptur, the 9th District of Ohio. Talk with her for 4 hours. Then come to my neighborhood of Old Brooklyn, see the ice cream, and then have the decency to contact me. So therefore, when he said I wasn't black, if I don't vote for him, then I must be I guess I could say this word since I'm black, a nigga against him and his agenda. I am sick and tired of the status quo of color to determine what's right and wrong. It's us, 400 years of oppression. And finally, a black man stands up and say, I could do better than these white people. They so-called claim that they're for us. Because I experienced every decision they made. The 94 crime bill, which pretty much allowed police to do what they've been doing to black people, including George Floyd. And it's kind of funny how black people went to President Biden to say, hey, show us some sympathy and all that. No, he set it up. Don't blame Trump. Trump was following the laws that Democrats did. We have to have a fundamental change in America and tell the truth, not to blame the voters, you know, voters of Trump or whatever, because they've been played way worse than we ever been played. Well, not in 40 years, of course, but in a sense of the time frame now. And then when they put Herschel Walker and Kanye West up there, it's portraying to white people, we as black people are dumb. And we can only be in that area of power if we were controlled. With my candidacy, no one controls me but the American people. no one. And my advice to President Biden, this is a direct message to President Biden. When you said you wanted to save the soul of democracy with the truth, but you're blocking my story from coming out for almost 4 years coming up, it only shows how guilty you are more so than Donald Trump, because the cover-up is much more worse than the crime. Now, I'm willing to forgive all that, only if he contacts me. If he don't, he only shows his hand of who he really is. He can point the blame to Republicans all day, but when you're blocking my story as a presidential candidate, we have a problem in America. And we need someone from the outside that relates to the people that can make change happen. And that's why I've been doing what I've been doing, regardless if you believe me or not early on or now. Take the advantage of researching me. Ask me questions, but don't deny. Don't act quiet. Don't sit back and think I'm going away. 4 years talking the same thing. I'm not going anywhere. So for us as black people, we have an opportunity for this nation, for the world, to find a way to unite. Not behind hatred about the past, but learning from the past and not blaming those who are white or whatnot now, but to show that, look, we understand. We want to learn, and we want to move forward. And that's why I need y'all help. I can't run for president by myself. I need your help. And for the news organizations, I know the government's been telling me not to share my story. I'm not stupid. So now for the news organization, this is the time to save our democracy. Forget about ratings and money. If you want to put Kanye West on the news, and you wouldn't have put Herschel Walker on the news, why you won't put me on the news? Because I'm smart. I can help people think on their own, and they're afraid of that. But at the end of the day, by showing their fear only shows that they should never have power from the beginning. Landingham for president, the people's candidate for the people's justice, will deliver that promise. But I need your help to deliver that promise, because I can't do it on my own. Do you have any other questions you want to ask me?
Well, no, I appreciate that. Before I go to my other couple of phone callers, I appreciate it.
Stay blessed, everybody, and if I don't talk to you before, have a Merry Christmas.
I'm into that. Appreciate you. Thank you. As I go to definitely check out the 216-412, 216-412, how are you doing out there?
I'm doing awesome. What up?
Okay.
Friday evening to me here. Major claps. People are awesome. Enjoyed this whole week, man. This whole last week, man. It was a good experience, opportunity. First time you ever seen a jazz band perform, man.
So man.
It was an experience for me. And the Turkey Jam around family, which was awesome. So...
yeah, it was.
But I see, I'm feeling good, man. I'm looking forward for this new week that we're about to get into. So what's up, everybody? This is Major Taps from Propriety ENT. How you doing, Brother Al? Sheriff?
Oh, man. That whole Daz band performance, I've seen them a couple of other times. It seems like they were at their greatest, their best. So for that to be your first time taking them in, that was excellent. I was so thankful for all those who made it out. It was a blessing. Go ahead, man. You just brought back some great memories, man, that's still in my head.
My brother showed out, man. Especially when he was like, this is the song that put Cleveland on the map when he said that.
That's right.
That. But with the baby, I'm like, yeah, man, yeah. It was good vibes. All that Mitchell's, man. All that Mitchell's. This is a nice spot to go to. A very nice spot to go to. So with me, anybody been paying attention to my YouTube page on Proprietor Entertainment TV, you can check out that new video, Get Money.
Yes.
Got me in there, and also the beautiful and talented Anjanae. She got a movie out called Cap that that came out recently, and like she's doing her thing right now. Also, Brother Suave came through to the party. Brother Suave had the party lit. He came out, man. It was a bunch of energy just running around the room. It was a pink guy. It was a guy dressed in pink running around the room and stuff. Yeah. Like, who's the guy? Like, that's kind of a Suave got him.
Right.
Check that brother out. Check him out. He got a new series out called Cuyahoga Dogs, also starring one of my other big bros, SJS. You know, he's the main character in it, though. Check that out. You appear in that, too. I seen you in that, too.
You did.
We're not going to tell them too much. They gotta check it out, though. It's Cleveland Stand Up. There's a lot of big things happening with Cleveland, man. It just excites me, man. So that's all I got to say about that. Definitely new projects and stuff on the way with Proprietor EMT. And
okay.
I like what the comments with the last brother was talking about who was on the phone. I like the things he was mentioning and stuff. Yeah, man. We as black people, we got to stop doing stuff to each other, making ourselves feel like a fool. You know what I mean? We definitely got to study and look up on stuff and read up on things, you know. People can have their own faiths and beliefs and what they believe when it comes to religion. Like me, I'm a spiritual person, so I'm not going to go that. I'm not going to go there when it comes to that, though. But, you know, it's just God just wants to do the right thing, treat people right. Understand that it is a balance. It is a balance within stopping. It is a balance in the universe. There's good and evil. Which side you going to choose, that's your decision. With that being said, I just want to tell everybody to check out all the talented artists that's going on, that's doing productive things in Cleveland. Stay humble. Wherever you're doing, any type of situations you're going through, you know, you pray to the creator, make things, pray to him and ask him, you know what I'm saying, to guide you, keep pushing forward. Make sure you're doing something productive and positive out here, for real, for real. And we definitely got to, you know what I'm saying, be a better example for the youth out here, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, you know. We got to get them from watching too much you see on the tube and get them more into them books. We need more scientists, more doctors. We need more lawyers. We need people, you know, we need more presidents. You know, certain presidents, you know, like even though it's a certain bloodline when it comes to that, I can go deep into that, but I'll leave that for another story.
Okay.
We just got to stay on what we got. And don't be the ones to complain about your community messed up and everything when y'all the ones that's tearing it up. Because why would a politician want to invest into a city when the city don't even care about themselves? Think about that. And don't bash people that are doing what they can to make something, that are doing something to make a change in the city and stuff. And they only get like a couple years or a few years to take on a big stability and stuff. And just because it hasn't got completed, you know what I'm saying, from your aspect, you know what I'm saying, it's things that's still getting did in the community and stuff, because I've seen it. You know, it's certain, I'm not going to even mention certain cities, though, but I've mentioned the ones who I've been around and I know personally and stuff, and I've been doing things, and you see it happening, it's actually happening. So keep your eyes open and your ears alert, you know. And,
okay.
You know, we got to quit complaining and just we got to toughen up and, you know what I'm saying, be better people out here and treat people with respect. Facts. So this is Major Taps. Y'all can check me out on Proprietor Entertainment TV on YouTube, and also on the IG. Just tap in Taps Major at IG, and you got me. And I love y'all, and y'all have an awesome day. And enjoy the remainder of you guys' holidays, you know, and I know family's going to be in. And just enjoy. So, and stay on that positive note. So with that being said, peace. One.
I appreciate it. I got a couple more people on the phone line, so I'm going to go first to 216-288, the 216-288. How you doing out there?
Hello, this is Dantes Taylor from Black on Black Crime, for Family to Family, and I'm out here with a big announcement. We coming now. We coming now. Make sure you at this big old winter concert. They're going to be at Black on Black Crime Incorporated at 15415 Kipling Avenue. We can get wheelchairs in there now. We can get wheelchairs in there. People, walkers, you can get up there. You can get up there. Come on now. Come on now. It's January 8th, 2023. And we're trying to fill the place up. It's from 3:30 until 6. 6 is from 3:30 to 7 p.m. Come on now. Come on now. Bring your hats, your gloves, your car, your coats, and your pocketbooks, too. Because we're going to take an offering up, too, whereas we're taking all this stuff so we can, to the community in January, the fourth Saturday, the last Saturday in January, that's the 29th, we're going to give all this stuff out. We need you doctors. We need you lawyers. We need all of you to come out to this great event. This is the Winter Drive. It'll be at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. On Sunday, January 8th, 2023. Yes. Dinner will start promptly at 2:30. Yes. And then we're going into the show at 3. To 3:30, we're going into the show until 7 p.m. We need all your help, support, and guidance so we can fill up Black on Black Crime Incorporated with coats, hats, gloves. We want toiletries. We want sanitary napkin for the women. We want masks. We want sanitizer, hand sanitizer. We want boots. We want new boots, new snow suits. We want it all, and we want it to come from 0 to 6X, please. We need big women stuff, too. Come on out and join us. And we're taking coats. We're taking toys, and we are taking gift cards, too. And we're going to take up an offering so we can go buy some more stuff and rock it out. Yes, we want to know that you can come out, and our DJ will be none other than DJ Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man. We need all your help and support. You can call. If you want to perform in this Winter Drive, you can call Family to Family Dantes Taylor at 216-288-5841. Come on now and join us. Or you can call Commentary Cleveland at 216-972-2972. Yes. You can come on the bus because the one comes over here by Kipling too. And the 38 and the 37 come over there. And the 31 come over there. So you come from, yes, you come from Windermere, and you can get over here to this great drive. This is the biggest drive ever. And if you listen to us in your dance, we need you out here. We need you out here to help us raise this money and help us get these gifts so we can get to these families out here in our community to now. Yes, we thank you and everything else. We're going to have a great time, a great atmosphere, and we're going to rock it out. We're going to rock it out. And don't forget the 21st annual Gospel as well to our 2023 anniversary that will be It will be at 9200 Miles Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44105 on Sunday, June 25th, 2023. Doors will open at 2. Dinner starts at 2:30. First program starts at 4. Second program starts at 7:15. And we will be announcing our out-of-town groups and in-town groups. We'll be announcing 2 to 3 weeks from now, and our tickets will be going on sale 2 to 3 weeks from now, and everything else. We're going to have a great time, a great atmosphere, and we're going to have autographed T-shirts for our out-of-town groups, too. So if you want to come out, yes, and we will be selling dinners to the public, and we will be having a presentation, and we got vendor booths available. For more information, contact DOE-TZ Taylor at 216-288-5841. Come on out. And family to family, if you need any help, family to family is here to help you with your problem, your need, and everything else. We go down to Child and Family Services and advocate for you. We go to the courthouse and advocate for you. And we advocate for you at the Juvenile Detention Center. We advocate anywhere you need us to advocate. We advocate for our family. And Black on Black Crime has their own headquarters. And they meet on Wednesdays at 15415 Tiffany Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio 44110. They meet on Wednesdays. They meet on Wednesday. Every Wednesday, unless it's a holiday. Every Wednesday.
That's true.
And doors open at 7:15 and meeting starts at 7:30, and they get into heated discussions about different other things that's going on here. And don't forget that who's running for president of the United States of America in 2024 is Reverend Pamela Pinky Buttz, and she will be announcing her campaign in January. She will be announcing her campaign, and her campaign manager is Dontez Taylor. We are on the road. We are ready to move. Once we start our first campaign kickoff party, we go into every other state and kick it off and kick it off and kick it off. She's always down there at Child and Family Services. She's always there for transportation all over the board. She's at city council meetings all over the board. She's at county council meetings all over the board, trying to make sure we got all our stuff together and everything else and helping people out here in our community. And she's partnering with the Winter Drive too. We need all your help and support. So come on deck and help us out and make this a Winter Drive that we won't miss. And make this concert the biggest concert ever.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and we're having a great day and a great time and a great atmosphere. And coming out in 2024, Dontez, my performance name is God's Child, and I'm coming out with a gospel CD in 2024, and it's going to be a poetry CD right along with it, and it's going to be rocking. It's going to be rocking with the gospel music and the gospel poems and everything else. And I'm out here to make it better for you. And you will see the big announcement when it come up that I'm running for councilman in 2025. I'll give you more about that in the future. And God bless.
God bless. All right. I'm looking forward to that council announcement when it happens. My thing is, let's see, they've been so patient. A 629 area code with a 264. 629.
Was popping with it. Porter was popping with it. Brody, going on.
What's going on?
Inside, man. Tell you, like that big movie. Was popping with it.
Man, heard so many announcements and everything going on, I might as well add you to the list. What's happening? What caused you to call this fine evening? Well, what do we need to know?
Man, you know I had to come through and support, man. You know I always come through and support, but you know I always got to drop bombs, you feel me? Got to shout out the whole team, man. Big shout out Lady New Life, man. Miss New Life, Lonnie X, you feel me? Shout out my homie Queen Jordan, DJ Bucko, the whole movement, the whole gang.
Right.
Hey, Cleveland, what's popping, man? I'm coming out there December 16th. Big shout out Notice, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out EDA, North Coast King, Ray Shark. I will be at Captive 8 December 16th, right along with Big T, the Black Horse Savage, the whole movement. Man, it's crazy. We do got the collaboration tour right now. Big T, the Team New Life Go Harder Tour is going on right now as we speak. Like I said, we got December 16th in Cleveland, Ohio, Captive 8. You know what I'm saying? One more time, Ray Shark, EDH, Notice, Big J, the Lonnie X, Queen Jordan, DJ Bucko, K-New, like the whole gang. January 7th, we in Nashville for the Black Bottom Boys event. Big old whammy. Big old whammy. I got a big whammy for you.
I'm ready.
The big whammy, man, first of the year, man. Like I said, we got January 7th in Nashville. Then from January 14th to January 16th, we in Atlanta for the Atlanta Music Awards.
Oh.
And the Core DJ Conference. Shout out to Monica Buckle again. It's going to be crazy, man. The whole tour is going wild. The whole tour is going crazy, man. It's ridiculous, man. It's wild right now. You feel me? I got Yeah, but I mean, definitely a movie, man. Like I said, I appreciate the support, man. You've been supporting me for years, man. It's like 10 years and a decade right now, you feel me?
Yes,
man,
sir.
I'm talking about from when I was just a flyer boy, you feel me? It was crazy, man, you feel me? And I was like, that hard work paid off, you feel me? But definitely, man, like I say, man. December 16th, we're in Cleveland. January 7th, we're in Nashville. January 13th, 14th, 16th, we're in Atlanta Music Awards. It's going to keep coming. It's going to keep growing, man. I'm finally about to drop the actual album.
Nice.
I'm going to release the date January 1st, man.
Come on, man.
January 1st, man. You feel me? If the wife is still on the phone, I'll tell her, you know what I'm saying, and shout some things out. But, you know, she doing some things. She got things popping. But it's crazy, man. I got a lot coming, man. But before I get off, man, I got to kind of collaborate with what I heard, man. Shout out to Major Taps, man. That's my homie, man.
Yeah.
I love him to death, man. But, yeah, man, kind of real quick, real smooth. You know, I'm a different type of person, you feel me? Yeah, man, we got to be more positive, man, more supportive, man. Stop the violence. That's all I can say. Stop the violence. That's all I got to say. You feel me? Like, got to be more helpful. Got to be more supportive, man, than anything. You feel me? Like, we losing too many. So, I mean, I ask, like, how many do y'all want to lose? You feel me? Like,
that's
losing
right.
too many. You know what I'm saying? From the 137 shots to Melissa to man, a lot. You feel me? Like George Floyd, we losing too many. How many of y'all want to lose? I mean, I'm lost. But yeah, appreciate the love, man, my whole career, man. You just support, man. I just had to call in and support, man, call in and show some love. I appreciate love, you know. It's always there, man.
Hey, I appreciate that. In December 16th. Okay, and I got to remember January the 1st, so that means after on the New Year's Day itself, while trying to recuperate from the night before, I can hear some nice music. So it's on, man. Thank you.
Redemption Reloaded is definitely dropping. Ugh.
Yeah. It's long overdue, but it's right on time. We appreciate you, brother.
For sure.
No problem. Matter of fact, I do have an announcement to make. But because somebody brought that song up, Proprietor ENT, this is what we going to do. I'm going to go back. No nobody expected us to beat Tom Brady yesterday. No Cleveland Browns, they didn't. But because there is this song out there, Suave got him to play that, come back, make my announcement, and get out of here. Let's play this.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Browns Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-4. See the Cleveland Force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nofu about to slide Carlos Hyde. With my Cleveland crew, we got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your paws ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, and orange, and white stripes. The C-Town lights getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dog of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bust that dog like where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to they feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, so sobered on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. We're gonna shout out to Big Dog Exec. Big Dog Exec, like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment with Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
And speaking of, okay, you had Kimra the Healer on that track, but there's another version of Dog Nation, a remix that has Network on there. But on the song, playing the guitar, is Michael Calhoun of the legendary Daz Band. So I just had to throw that one out there because that is, it's just a banging track. It's a banging track. Before I head out, let me see what's going on. Cause I'm with a 216-773-216-773. How you doing?
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Hey, who's this?
Dolores Gray. How are you? How's everyone?
I'm doing well. Excellent. So you'll be taking us out at the close of the program. So what's on your mind?
Well, I just had an interesting day. And, I with organizations, I just want to say when you belong to an organization and you are the leader of that organization, just always know that your organization is as good as that leader is. And you can't have a weak stomach or a weak mindset to not take control and, and help make things change for the better with positivity. Have to be very strong-willed.
Thank you very much for that. Okay, first of all, I have noticed I saw you on this major podcast interview. You all had excellent food, but I know that the person was interviewing you. She's done some major things. What was going on a couple of weeks ago?
When I was with her?
Yes.
With Danisha Fletcher, she has a podcast that she does, Adelicious Food. She's similar to me where I use Zumba to work with women. She uses food. The keto way to engage women in their journey in regards to domestic violence. And she has a great podcast. I've been on her radio show before, but never on her podcast because she's with Static Radio as well.
Oh, okay.
So, she is someone that she does a lot of great things in the community. And I'm actually looking to work with her in other areas and to even, see if she would like to partner with Brick House and other, things that I'm doing as well. But her show is really great. I really enjoyed myself on there and just, speaking to someone who understands what you're going through and talking about the things that are happening in the community with a very, very positive She has a very big light about her. So her name is Danisha Fletcher. So you should look for her
on
YouTube as well as Static Radio.
Oh, okay. I will do that. And last but not least, we will be dealing with the Hip Hop Workshop. We made an announcement. Carl Stokes' legacy. Before we leave out of here, the Carl Stokes Brigade is the Carl Stokes Brigade. What legacy are you all upholding?
Well, we're upholding the legacy of Carl B. Stokes, who was the very first black mayor of any major city here in Cleveland. It started here in Cleveland. And the founder, Burt Jennings, who will be actually turning 100 years old on December 31st. Yes. And so he is the founder, and I'm just very, very excited and humbled to even be, to be elected the president of this historical organization. And one thing that stood out with me with Mayor Stokes is that he was the first person to ever say, we need police, accountability. And that
wow.
was back in the 60s. And I was, you know, he had it in his book. And, you know, I was watching that 137-shot documentary, and they quoted him. They quoted everything that he stated in one of his books. And so I'm like, wow, it's an honor to be, you know, be part of this. But it's also important to understand that we have to uphold these legacies and work hard to make change in our community.
Thank you so much. We look forward to talking to you. May you stay blessed and highly favored, and we look forward to hearing more in-depth detail, because I think you have, by making it on that flyer for such an important thing, you have about 15 minutes, so I know you'll speak some, and who knows
oh, wow.
what else we might be able to get. So thank you.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it, but thank
no
you.
No problem. You're more than welcome. My thing is this. I'm going to at least say I will do my best to give more of the message and update this coming Wednesday at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting. Seven is a number of completion. I will talk about certain things that I may have completed in 7 years as being president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. I've basically almost achieved the success that I wanted to with just a couple of minor things that should happen much faster than ever. So we'll talk about those things this coming Wednesday, and we will probably have something that will go out so that people can see it for themselves and see what it looks like. But long story short, we'll debut what's coming up. I want to at least, with time winding down, yeah, we're over time. So let's put it like this. Cleveland State University, I love what that school has done. The Black Studies Department, now the Africana Study Department, and the Department of Africana Studies is what it is. So Black Studies is now the Department of Africana Studies. But I want to say that I'm glad that the school saw fit to keep that, as well as approve the fact that there's a hip-hop workshop. They approved the hip-hop workshop. I thank Dr. Bynum, LaDonna Simmons, for their work in that. It's great that they've kept Prester Pickett. Prester Pickett used to hold an event there every year called the Kumba Arts Festival. Unfortunately, Cleveland State University, because the Kumba Arts Festival always came up on the first Saturday in December, so that means that people could come to a workshop, and on December 3rd, they could leave right from that workshop, and at 6 o'clock, go to the Kumba Arts Festival. But the school canceled the Kumba Arts Festival. They did. So long story short, a few people got together. They remembered the Kumba Arts Festival. Right now, they're having a pre-Kwanzaa celebration, where Kwanzaa's celebration of faith and giving. Black on Black Crime Incorporated remembers Kumba. It's also a tribute because the Kumba Arts Festival, Prester Pickett, who started it, he will give out the Silver Bill Richards Award. So we will remember Kumba Arts Festival. We will pay tribute to Silver B in the mix. And also the Miss Ross talent show, where you would always have the best talent, and Pastor Bobby. It's December 9th, 6:30 to 9 p.m. at 1281 East 67th in Superior, hosted by Brother Art McCoy, the Sheriff, Al Porter, and Pastor Brother Jimmy, who is the son of Pastor Bobby, and PCONA. And the reason I say that is when somebody gets rid of something, it's up to other people to step in and say, no, it's not. And since it's a spiritual, Silver always talks about spirituality. Of course, it's a gospel event on December the 9th. One of our main gospel singers who goes by the name of Miss Queen B. I know she's still listening. She's expected to sing a song, poetry, or maybe she'll hit us with two songs. That's for her to figure out. You will also have Simply Sister Benita. Sister Cheryl Wagner will be speaking, representing our gospel radio station, and a couple of other artists who will do their gospel tracks as well, from Mr. Powers to Mr. Motley. DJ will be DJ Cowboy. I think Miss Monica is doing a gospel song herself. So this will be an interesting time, and we will spotlight a couple of families who have overcome some things, from fire to you name it. That's it. Thank you for listening. Get into everything else later on. 137 Shots Remembrance. See you tomorrow. See you Saturday. If you can't make something, pray for the others involved. Peace.